Welcome back, Zaranians, to the Zaranian Brawl Academy podcast. I'm your host, Alpha Drenix, back with another episode, and today I'm going to be doing a collaboration with Link from the Everything Brawl Stars podcast. We're going to go over the main points of the update. I've already recorded it, so I'm about to record the outro and go over the Q&A replies. Anyway, hope you join the episode. Hope you enjoy the episode.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's good? Okay.
Hello. So I think we're gonna post this on both podcasts, okay?
Yeah, sure.
That's fine with you.
Yep. I'll send it to you after. So anyway, today guys we're going to be going over the changes that they are going to release January 2024. So basically Brawl Pass 2.0, and I'm just gonna say before the changes are insane. I called Link yesterday and kinda recapped it for him. It was like the changes, there are so many, and it's just crazy.
Yeah, I actually did end up looking at them in-game. I actually tried to do a video recording where I kind of went over them, like, super fast, and then do some gameplay, but that actually failed. It wouldn't upload, so that was really sad. So, but this is good, though, that I can get this episode out for my listeners.
Yeah, so I'm going to go over every, like, recap point, and then after I say it, we'll, like,
talk more about it.
We'll tell you our opinions on it. So, the first change is that Brawl Pass season changes to 1 month long instead of 2 months. What do you think of that?
So, basically, I honestly think that this is, I guess, an unnecessary change. I guess I don't really know why they needed to add this. I kind of get it, though, because then people, like, they said in the patch notes that they want people to play more, and they want, so if the Brawl Pass is new, people are more likely to play more, and, but I think it's gonna be a little bit grindy because, like, what happens is, we have to get 70 tiers in 1 month, which is gonna be kind of difficult, so I don't know.
Yeah, but they did do quest changes where, like, the old hard quests, like the 500 token quests, they made the medium quests, which were usually 250 tokens. Yeah, they changed it to 500. And they made it so that you have, like, the whole season to complete seasonal quests. So you could basically, in theory, you could, like, not play at all for, like, the whole season. And on the last day, just grind out all of your quests and you'd still get to tier 70. Because you'd have all of your seasonal quests. And then the next change, which is an extremely controversial one, Brawl Pass is no longer available for gems.
So I think you can go first for this one, if you want. Okay.
So this is a huge blow to the free-to-play community. And also what I think of this is now you'll only be able to spend your gems on, like, offers, cosmetics mainly, but, like, also, like, hypercharge offers, which kind of takes away the point of bling. Bling was supposed to be something that you could spend on cosmetics without worrying about having to save them up for Brawl Pass, like, gems. So basically, that kind of takes the whole point of bling away from the game. And what I've noticed is before this, like, the last couple of updates, ever since the update where they removed boxes, changed it to credits, then there was, was it Masteries after that?
And then I think so.
Yeah, and then they had, like, Star Drops, and then the club changes. So up until now, it seemed like Brawl Stars was trying to make the game more free-to-play friendly, and now they're taking a twist towards the path of pay-to-win. And yeah, this is quite sad, honestly, the fact that it's no longer available for gems. But at least free-to-play players will get a couple more skins.
Yeah, honestly, this change is... I mean, I feel like this change is actually pretty good. Honestly, in my mind, I guess, even though I am a free-to-play. So, basically, I guess it's helping... I mean, in the long run, Brawl Stars is going to be... It's going to be a lot better because Brawl Stars needs to thrive and they need to be making money and stuff because or else they're gonna, like, be broke. So, I mean, it's a good thing for, monetization in it. And I guess the thing that's nice about it is that they're not coming out with, like, brawlers every time. So that, the top track that you actually have to pay for, it's not really, you don't really need to buy it. That's the thing. Like, I guess it's just some extra rewards, but it's not like anything actually crazy. So I guess I don't really feel like that it's like too bad, because you're not really missing out on too much stuff on the top of the Brawl Pass, because there's no tier 70 skin, I don't think. Or is there a tier 70 skin?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I think it's a legendary star drop for tier 70 for both sides. I'm not sure. I'm just gonna check the patch notes. You talk for a bit and I'll check the patch notes, see what they said there.
Okay, so yeah, I think it's not gonna really be affecting you, I guess. So basically, if you spend the Brawl Pass money that you have to spend to buy the Brawl Pass is actually going down to $7 or $6.99. So that it's easier to get, because one, it's only 1 month long, so you'll actually be getting more rewards. And I mean, I think it's a good change though, because you're not getting like a whole brawler and a skin and stuff. So I guess you don't really need it for the free to plays, I guess. And then another thing which is cool is that all the gems that you would be spending on Brawl Pass, usually now we get about 560 gems if you finish every single Brawl Pass each year. Now we are going to be actually getting 600 gems, so we're actually getting a 40 gem buff. So that's actually really cool. And then the 600 gems that we do get each year now, we don't have to spend on Brawl Pass. Now we can just buy more skins, so we'll have Bling and we'll have Brawl Pass gems. So this will actually be a buff to getting more skins, but like, I guess it will be a nerf to getting progression, which is kind of sad. But they also did though buff the tracks on the Brawl Pass. They buffed some of the coins and the credits and stuff. So I really like this change. I'm kind of sad that they're making it only for money, but also it's also a really good change too. I mean, I have a lot of mixed feelings about this, but I feel like for the long run, this is really good. I mean, yeah, I don't know, because all their other games you have to buy the Battle Pass, so.
Yeah, so I couldn't find what's on tier 70, but I also saw you can now get, if when you buy the Brawl Pass, you get a unique title. And I'm guessing the title is probably going to be based on the season, like the environment, which is actually really cool. And then the next one, which there's not really much discussion. The Brawl Pass now costs $7, and then Brawl Pass Plus costs $10. So of course, everyone would expect the Brawl Pass, having been changed from 2 months long to 1 month long, they would expect it to be half the price. But the rewards on the paid side were, I think, buffed slightly, as well as the bottom side. The rewards overall were just buffed. So it's going to cost, $2 is not that much extra money. And yeah, compared to the old Brawl Pass, it's quite a good one. And I think Brawl Pass Plus gives you, I think, a couple extra tiers as well.
And yeah, then, I think it's 20% of your missing tiers you get.
Yeah, that's quite good, I guess, actually. And now the next point: free-to-play players who buy three passes a year should get their progression buffed. What do you think of this?
So just talking about the money thing, I actually think that's a good change. Like, they did buff the rewards, so basically, even in 1 month, you're getting as much rewards as you would be getting in 2 months. So I think this is actually a really good change, making it to 1 month, and it's worth $7. But what was the oh, and then the free to play is getting three Brawl Passes a year. So yeah, that makes sense. Because if you're there's only six seasons per year, and then you're getting three of them because every other season you can get the Brawl Pass. So we're actually getting. So it said that the free players are getting more rewards, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That is a good thing, and I'm glad that they're doing that. And I think that it makes sense, though, too.
Yeah. And then next, Bling got nerfed in the free track, but gems got mildly buffed. So, personally, I'd rather have gems than Bling. Like, just personally. Just, like, shooting out there.
Gems, yeah.
Yeah.
The Bling got nerfed?
Yeah, slightly, on the free track.
But there, I don't get that, because there aren't any Bling in the free track, though. Maybe they, like, nerfed it for, like, other, like, events and stuff. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that, I don't know what it means. Anyway, next point. The Brawl Pass value is now buffed from 13 times value to 20 times value. But if you buy Brawl Pass Plus, this is 25% times value.
Yeah, I mean, I get this though because it's only 1 month long and you're paying and you're getting the same amount of rewards for 2 months, plus you're paying less. So, yeah, this makes sense, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, and then the next one, Chromatic Brawlers and Chroma Credits are going to be removed. So this doesn't mean that the Brawlers, like all the Chromatics, will just be deleted from the game, thank goodness. So basically, bring us to the next point. Chromatic Brawlers were distributed among the existing rarities in the game. So the exact Brawlers in which rarities. So Pearl, Mandy, Maisie, Sam, Lola, Ash, Belle, Gale, and Colette will be Epics. Lou, Ruffs, Buzz, Fang, Janet, Otis, RT, Charlie, Eve, and Buster will be Mythics, and then Cordelius and Surge will be Legendaries. Which means that obviously you don't get a Chromatic at tier 30, and as a replacement reward, they mean so when you reach tier 30, I think, or like whatever, when you reach a certain tier on the new Brawl Pass, instead of getting a Chromatic Brawler, you can either get a free Brawler from the rare, super rare, or epic rarities. So like one free Brawler that's a rare, super rare, or epic, or you can get 1,000 credits to go either into your Star Road, so the Brawler unlocking right now, or to go into your fame. What do you think of this?
So, honestly, I love this change. I mean, so just I'm just gonna go over the removing chroma credits and like making chromatics into brawler categories. I think this change is super good, and I think it's needed for sure because if you think about it, there's 20 chromatics. That's like a ton of brawlers in one category, and I think that was just getting too many brawlers. I think there's gonna be an insane amount of epics now. So,
Yeah, it's going to be
which is
like
gonna be something.
20, I think, at this point, which is kind of ironic.
Yeah. And then I think they're gonna have to buff the how much credits you get so that you get the brawlers that you would be have been unlocking with chromo credits like faster. So I think they did buff the whatever it was, the credits a little bit, but I think this is a really good change, much needed, and I'm really happy that this is happening because like just having that many brawlers in one category and just having to add one every single like brawl pass is just kind of a lot, so I'm glad that they're changing this up. So,
And due to the Chromatic Brawlers being sorted into their respective rarities, that means that their mastery tracks will also be slightly altered due to the rarity of the Brawlers. So it's not like a huge change, but yeah, I mean, it had to be done if they're going to
yeah.
change rarities. Do you want to say anything about that, or should I move on?
Oh, I was just gonna say another thing about the tier 30 or yeah, the tier 30 rewards. I think it's actually a really cool change that they made it so that it's either any brawler up to an epic, which I mean, I guess that's fair, or a thousand like credits. But I honestly think that they should buff the credits just slightly because it's kind of like an epic. How much does an epic cost? How many credits does an epic cost?
925.
Oh.
Yeah, so like just above an epic.
Yeah, so honestly, yeah, I don't actually know. I haven't really then I don't know for certain like what yeah, I don't know. Maybe they should just make it like credits or something so that you
Yeah.
can get just like
Yeah,
make it a
because yeah, because
solid amount
like
of credits.
yeah, because like a rare is like what, 160 credits. So you're saying I can either pick a brawler that is worth 160 credits, or I can get a brawler that I'm unlocking with 1,000 credits. It
Yeah.
it's kind of an easy decision for me at least.
Yeah, I think, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and then a lot of star drops in the brawl pass. I think star drops will probably be, yeah, they'll just be in the brawl pass. I think there's 29 per brawl pass, on the free side. And I think the chroma credits, which were there before, will be replaced by credits. And then also the tail rewards. So the bonus rewards you get after tier 70 will be star drops, but the amount of tokens you need for them will be slightly increased. And I really love this change. I don't know about you, but I would much rather have those.
This change is so amazing. I love this. Like, honestly, this is awesome. I'm gonna have a lot of good episodes, just that are star drop openings. Like, I'm gonna save the whole Brawl Pass and then
Oh
just
yeah.
open all these star drops and It's gonna be like a new box, and it's gonna be super fun. So I really love this change, and I think this is a much needed change, especially the Taylor Awards being star drops. Like, that is awesome. And I actually, me and my brother have actually thought of that before and just thought how good that would be. So yeah, that's awesome. I really like this change. Also, back to the one tier 30 reward on the paid pass. I think they should just make it to like 1,200 credits, just a set amount. I don't know, just my opinion. But anyways. Yeah, the adding star drops to the Brawl Pass is such a good change, and I really love that they did this.
Yeah, and as you said, yeah, the stacking star drops thing, which that'll actually be really good. I don't know about you, I don't know about all of you guys, but I would much rather have a star drop, even a rare star drop, instead of 50 coins, 20 power points, and 5 credits. Like,
Yeah.
that's actually like nothing on my account. And then next, oh yeah, go on.
Oh yeah, sorry. I was just saying, yeah, like that is like you can't if you save up, even if you grind like 40, if you grind like 40 Entail tiers and you have to be grinding and you have to like actually be doing your quests and stuff, that's if you think about it, that's literally only 200 credits that you're getting
Yeah.
extra from that. Like that's just it's not like worth it at all right now. So I'm so glad they're adding
Yeah,
Star
and then
Drop.
these changes will come into effect starting in January 2024. And yeah, that's actually all of the changes for the update. I'm going to like check the patch notes. If you just want to like go through your opinions, and I'll look for any extra details in the patch notes.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, so I think this is I've honestly overall I think this is a much needed really good change. I am a little bit sad that the Brawl Pass is gonna be only paid. But like honestly, this is a really good change and I'm really happy about it. I hope that you don't have to grind too much to get to the end of the Brawl Pass every a month because that might be a little bit hard, I guess. It might be a little bit more grindy, so they might have to reduce it to like 60 or even 50 tiers or something. I don't even know. I mean, though quests are getting buffed, I don't know really. Hopefully, I mean, I think overall these changes are probably like a 9 out of 10, and I'm really glad that they announced these like 3 months, or actually it's like 2 months before these are actually gonna be coming into effect. So yeah, that's really cool. Oh, I also thought of another thing that they did say in the patch notes that about the Brawl Talk, there's only going to be one Brawl Talk for every 2 months still. So they're going to have to announce both seasons. Like they're going to have to announce both seasons in the one Brawl Talk. So
Oh
I
wow,
mean, I think this is
that's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, but
Oh,
I think it's
and
going to be good because I wonder if they're gonna announce like the same amount of skins and stuff too. Also, they said
yeah, that's
that
true.
they're gonna be adding like the same amount of brawlers as they would. Like they're
Yeah.
still gonna be adding like 1 to 2 brawlers every 2 months. So that's a cool thing
Yeah,
also.
also just another thing I wanted to add, in case you guys don't know already, which I'm pretty sure most of you will. If you click the RT camera in the background of the loading screen, you'll be transported to a Starbucks CCTV, which gives me Five Nights at Freddy's vibes. But anyway,
For sure.
so if you enter it and then you press the time coder and you enter the date 4/11/95, and for the time you put what was the time? Let me double check. So the time that you have to enter into the time coder is 15.36.22, and then you watch a video of Leon and Nita stealing candy, and then after, if you go into your shop, you get a free profile icon which has like a animated RT camera on it, which is really cool. And also, there's a book with security logs. There's actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pages now, and on the most recent page it says clean up on L3, ha ha ha, I cracked myself up. But seriously, there was a major explosion in the mines and someone needs to look at it. And this is interesting because earlier today a code was found in a artwork that they released, and if you entered it you could watch a video of Dynamite creating an explosion with Jackie, and then he finds like a giant hole with gems in it. So it
This is
relates
super
to that.
cool.
Yeah, it's super, super cool.
It's kind of weird though, too.
Yeah, unfortunately, you can't get anything out of that. But, like, yeah, you have, like, a 24-hour surveillance of Star Park with, like, different camera angles and stuff, which is super, super cool.
I wonder how long this is gonna go on to. This is really cool though, and I don't know. I think just theorizing, I mean, a lot of the content creators have been theorizing about this, and I kind of agree with them. Basically, I think it's just like it's almost show it's showing Brawl Stars before like it became a wild place. So I think it's showing some events that happened and made the characters who they are, and like this is gonna be the story of how Star Park became this like wild, crazy brawl zone. So I think it's going to be super cool, and I'm really excited to see how all this unfolds.
Yeah, so I remember in one of the Time to Explain episodes, they were talking about a huge lore update. And when the update arrived, I was kind of disappointed because I was expecting like a huge lore update. And then this, it was so unexpected. Me and probably most of the community was expecting something like really obvious of lore,
Yeah.
like a video, like the investor video or something like that. But it was not obvious at all. And it's just so cool the way they made it. Like, it's just so cool.
Like, I think, yeah, I'm really excited to see this. I really want them to come out with another Time to Explain soon so that they can explain,
Yeah.
like, what the heck.
I mean, yeah, it's really, really cool.
Yeah, so I think that probably wraps it up for this episode.
Yeah,
You have
I
anything
think
else to say?
cheers, everyone. Not really. I mean, no.
I think we covered it all.
Yeah, we went over the main points of the update. If you want to know specific details, you can check out the patch notes, I guess. If you really want to. I wouldn't recommend it though.
Yeah,
There's not
there's a
exactly.
lot to read.
Yeah, there's a lot of information in that, in those patch notes. But yeah, I think that's everything. So yeah, Link, thanks for recording with me. It was really
Yeah,
fun.
thank you for recording with me. That's it, I'm glad it worked out today because originally it like wasn't going to. So yeah, that's good.
All right. Yeah, I'll send you the recording after it
Okay.
finishes. All right. See ya.
See ya.
All right, guys, that was a collaboration. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. So yeah, I'm just gonna go over the Q&A replies and then the poll. So for the Q&A, I asked, "What do you think about Chuck?" Kaka says Chuck is annoying, 1 out of 2.1, and the Red Lotus says pretty good. Also, next weekend I should be recording with Provo Bandit from the Brawl Show podcast. Really, really cool. And then for the poll, I asked, should Red Letter be on the podcast more often? 4 of you guys said yes, he's amazing. 2 of you guys said I don't mind. And then 1 of you guys said nah, he's annoying. Who did write that comment? I need to find it out somehow. But yeah. Hope you enjoyed the collaboration. I know I'm coming out with a lot of collaborations, but yeah. See you guys in the next episode. AlphaDrainix out.